Number seven, and we're coming close to the end, so we may have time for a couple of questions at the very end. Sean, Mike, we're doing really well. Create a stellar support network. One of the things that has been exceptionally beneficial for me is to get outside of the confines. Now, for those of you who do not know, I had a company that I owned for 7 years that has a longstanding relationship with Pepperdine University. It was called the Effectiveness Institute. And one of the things that I realized is that after having done a speech 3.5 years ago down at Pepperdine, 4 years ago, I came home from that speech and I said, I love when I get to go down to Pepperdine. It's a faith-based organization, so I love their values. I love what they stand for. I love what they're trying to do from an educational perspective. I love what they're trying to do for students. And I want to do that more often. But the problem that I was running into is that I then had to go and do other types of work because we had 14 employees and our monthly nut to crack was that we had to make $175,000 per month just to keep the lights on and keep everything going. So I had to go and do work that sometimes was not fulfilling. And I remember distinctly coming home and saying to my wife, Allison, I said, I don't want to do that anymore. I've gotten to the point where it's just no longer in sync with what my aspirational goal is. It's depleting me to go and work with people that I don't necessarily want to work with. And so when I sold the company 2.5 years ago, I needed to have a stellar support group, people who really believed in me and who would continuously repeat to me, Hugh, this is what you're doing. This is why you're doing it. Do not lose sight of this. So I have what I think is a stellar, stellar support network around me today. I have 5 people in that I have created a personal board of directors. Now, this is not something that is a board of directors to my company, but this is actually number 2 on this list, is that I have gone out and sought out people that I want to talk to whenever I'm experiencing a particular business issue. One of them is a dear friend of mine, Brian Walter. He's a man of faith. He has a deep and abiding faith, but he is also a very pragmatic communication consultant. And he has helped me position myself, my own thinking, and make sure that I'm on the right path. So number 2, and I'm starting with number 2 because that's the train of thought that I had, which is create a personal board of directors with 3 to 5 people that you can go to and ask for feedback and say to them, this is what I truly aspire to accomplish with my professional life. And I want to know that I can come to you from time to time and ask you for feedback. If you do not have the ability to not spend time with negative people, then what will happen is the negative people will become predominant in your conversations. And negative people will suck the energy out of you, and they will inhibit your ability to think bigger. So choose very carefully your friends and who you spend time with. I've been very privileged to do work with at-risk kids and their parents. And one of the things that one of the facilitator's teachers said once to the kids was, he said, show me your friends, and I will show you your future. And he's saying this to 12, 13, and 14-year-olds. And it gets the kids' attention. Show me your friends, and I will show you your future. Show me, ladies and gentlemen, the people that you choose to spend time with. Show me the people that you go to and have conversations with when you are struggling, and I will show you your future. It's a wonderful thing to think about is, who am I spending time with? So number 1, limit your exposure to negative people. Create a personal board of directors. Be clear about what you want to accomplish and ask for support and feedback from those you choose to spend time with. Number 4, the 4th strategy here is, be a support to someone and to help him or her grow. I think one of the best ways to get support from people is to be supportive to other people. Find one individual that wants to accomplish the same thing that you do, that maybe is younger in your career, but to be of service, to have a servant's attitude. I know that when I am in my men's group, that there is a group of 10 to 15 men that get together every second Thursday, and that men's group is one of the things that is a real blessing in my life because it is uplifting, it is affirming, there is no judgment, and they are always there to keep my back safe. you need the exact same thing. To do that, I have to check my ego at the door, and this is the fifth strategy here. Check my ego at the door whenever I'm working with my board of directors, whenever I am working with people. My ego doesn't have a part of this. If I want to continuously learn and grow, that part needs to be jettisoned. So if you're in the process of wanting to think bigger, do not have any ego about the ideas that you've already come up with. Jettison it. Number six, learn people skills. If you want to be a support, and if you want to have a superlative support network, is that you have to understand people and what makes them tick. And the course that Sean Mike teaches, which is called People Skills, will help you understand, how do I communicate with people? If I'm going to be of support to someone, what's their preferred communication style? So there is something that you can tactically do, which is called People Skills, and you can talk to Sean Mike about that. If you do that, then I think that the aspiration should be to build extraordinary relationships both personally and professionally. I'll come back to what I said at the very beginning of this, is that how do you change the course of human events? You do that in relationship with other people, and you do it with the aspiration of saying, I want to make a meaningful difference today, this week, this month, whenever it may be, I want to make a difference. Number eight. Assume positive intent with everyone that you meet. Assume positive intent with everyone that you meet. I had this wonderful conversation once with someone, and I said, you know what, people may do things, and you don't understand why they do that. Let's assume for a moment that their intent is positive. Will that change your interaction with them if you give them positive intent? He said, well, of course it will. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a tendency to guess negatively about people's intent 92% of the time. In the absence of information, as to what their intent is, we will guess negatively. So this notion of assuming positive intent, while it's something pithy and it sounds interesting, it is something that we can all do on a more frequent basis. Number nine, I suggest that you get a coach, find a mentor, someone that you can go to that has your best interest at heart. One of the things that I know is that my career has advanced more in the last 2.5 years because every single 6 months I send a check to my mentor and say, I'm in, what am I going to do over the next 6 months? And he will, of course, look at me and say, I don't know what you're going to do over the next 6 months. Isn't that what you're supposed to be coming to me to? So hire a coach, hire a mentor, and say to yourself, how will I get better over the next 6 months? Who will I talk to? Who will I get feedback from? Who will I get wisdom from? And what am I going to specifically do in order to get better? That's how you have a